True to the word of House Speaker Robert DeLeo, the proposed state budget produced by his chamber's Ways and Means Committee contains none of the new taxes on candy and soft drinks, nor higher taxes on tobacco proposed by Governor Deval Patrick. It restores some of the unpopular spending cuts the governor proposed, such as to a meals program for the elderly. Both budget versions call for drawing down $400 million from the state's rainy day fund. The House budget writers also rejected Governor Patrick's plan to centralize administration of the state's community colleges, which was a major initiative Patrick had unveiled in his State of the State address. Paul Tutt, Hill WAMC News.